Rabbi Friedman, and it's Tuesday night.
One of the very popular minhagim, which everybody very eagerly anticipates and waits for Purim, is banging homer. So the title of today's shiur was, is it correct to bang homer Purim? It sounds a bit of a funny question, is it correct? Let's just open a Shulchan Aruch and we'll see straight away if it's correct or not correct. The Ramur quotes this minig, that the minig is to bang homer, and he says, "V'ein levatel shim minig oy liloy ulov." One may not be mevatel any minig, or to make letzunus of it. Kiloy lechinam hikvi. The gedolim, the rishonim, didn't institute this reason, this minig, for no reason. So, if there has been such a minig to bang, says the Ramur, you cannot be mevatel it, and you cannot just ignore it. So that's the chayyur at the end of the shiur. We can all go home. The question was, is it correct? Well, open the Shulchan Aruch, of course. And not only is it correct, you can't even come along, says Ramur, and dismiss it out of hand, and you can't be mevatlit. Interestingly enough, the Ramur throughout Shulchan Aruch mentions many different minhagim. For example, we're coming up to Pesach. It's the dumb thing, one puts out 10 pieces of bread, but it gets chometz. It's a minig. The Ramur doesn't say there that the ein levakel, because some of the poskim are worried, perhaps you'll put them and you won't find them afterwards. Only here, if it comes to banging homer, comes the Ramur with a big declaration and tells us it's forbidden. Ein levakel shim minig. He says this here by the minig of banging homer. So we see banging homer seems to be a very important minig. In fact, the Beis Yosef quotes it in the name of one of the Rishonim, the Orchas Chaim, that when the Balkoira says Homon Ibunov, Menakshim Atinoikas Bavunim Oy Belichos Eit Shebiyudom, the children should bang with stones or some wooden something, I suppose what we call a Gregor. Ve'ein lahalig al haminhogim. One cannot dismiss, just merely dismiss minhogim. Kiloy lechinam hikvi. They have been instituted for a reason. And the reason is, says the Beis Yosef, because the Pusik says, V'shem, Rishoim, Yirkov, that the name of Rishoim should be obliterated, which is what we are showing. We want to obliterate the name of Homer. So, having made a very clear declaration that you cannot be Mavatalis Minig, and it's here to stay, we have to, however, look at how was the, over the generations, was this actually kept? Now, we find already some 400 years ago, and the Kehillah of Salonika, which was a very old and ancient Kehillah, is mentioned in one of the famous Sforim, Machzor Maglei Tzedek, which was written by the Rav of Salonika, Rabbi Yomin Ashkenazi, who he has quoted a number of times by the Mogen Avraham, that he writes that nowadays it's not correct to bang any Mohoma. Lahakos v'patish eitz alaf safsalim k'shekorei chazon ases b'nei hunam umam, to bang on the tables, on the chairs, minhogim ka'ele rui levatlon bizmanayni melekaimum. Today, says Rabbi Yom Ashkenazi in Salonika 400 years ago, it's better one shouldn't keep it. Doesn't give a reason. However, if we look in another sefer, which is the minhogim of Amsterdam, going back some also 200 years ago, he writes that it would appear to him that today, in his times, to bang homer is forbidden. The reason being, he says, yesh kama isirim zeh. There are a number of isirim which are involved in banging today homer. Number one, schoik v'kalosh zroish. We see it brings the oilem, instead of listening to the Megillah properly, as one should be, having kavuna to be yotzeh, the whole thing becomes a game. Schoik v'kalosh zroish, it becomes frivolous. Number two, habunim eimnon shoinim lekoil aviyem, seems to be an old problem. The children are not listening to their parents. The parents are telling them, look inside, and then they're busy doing everything, jumping, who can make more noise? Number three, rov ha'oilem einim yoytzim b'kris magillah. What happens is, what emerges is, that unfortunately it ends up that half the people missed some of the words in the Megillah and they weren't yoytzim. Number four, The noise and the rackets can be mazik people. People are weak, especially, he says, because of the result of the Tarnis and people are fasting. He doesn't mention it here, but actually Haman's name is mentioned in the Megillah no less than 54 times. So if each time one bangs Haman, it takes anywhere between 30 seconds and a minute in the quicker minyonim, and between a minute and 2 minutes in the longer minyonim, we're speaking about anywhere between half an hour to an hour to an hour and a half extra, just to incorporate all the extra banging. Now, if the olim is fasting, to keep the olim fasting for another half an hour and a half, wherever it should be, it's nishadoya is to help them. So he writes here, the Sefer Melis Yoshim in Hoge Amsterdam, in the olden times, there were strong people. Today, unfortunately, he reads the Doris, people are weak. So he finishes off, Gama Sfadim hoyle minig ze, the Sfadim also used to keep this minig, ikshiruya ra hayoitim ze botli oisoi, and they were mavatlit. So he writes there, one should be mavatlit as well. And if one looks in various sforum from Gedoyla Sfadim, you'll see over the ages that many kehillas were taka from the Gedoyla Sfadim were mavatlit. Rabbi Yitzchak Falaji was one of the Gedoyla Sfadim. In the Sefer Yufel Levov, he writes that nowadays, Bishnas Tufrei Shlamatei, some 140 years ago, in his kehillah of Izmir, they were taka, they made a hachruza with all the haskam of all the rabbunim of the city, Shloi lahachis homam b'shim tzad, as nobody may bang homon, and anybody who bangs of him, it's written v'hayadayim yedei esof, very sharp l'shoynes. At the time, they were a bit worried, the rabbunim of Izmir, perhaps there'll be a bit of a backlash against them for being mevatel a minig, which states in the Beis Yosef that ain levatel this minig. So they sent off letters to the rabbunim in Yerushalayim, to the Beis Din of Yerushalayim's father Shebezin, asking them there for their haskoma, are they masking with them that there should be mevatel minig of banging homon? And they came back and they wrote back an answer of other yes, that if people would realize, they would see that there's a big difference between our generations nowadays and generations gone by. Therefore, lefi hazman achudosh v'hamukim, according to the new situation, we see, unfortunately, today the people become very quickly sidetracked, and unfortunately, you know, they get very, very quickly, they lose the whole thread of the Megillah. So today, because it's different to what was, one should be mevatel l'minig. And if you look, taka, here in Siman Tuf Reish Tzadik, the Be'er Hativ writes that although, taka, we're not ever mevatel any of the old minhogim, and one has to keep all the minhogim, but the Be'er Hativ quotes in the name of the Ramu, that if the situation is different to what was when the minig was instituted, it's not pshat, chas v'shul, we're being mevatel l'minig. We can't be mevatel l'minig, but the minig wasn't instituted in such a situation that we have nowadays. So therefore, in our situation, such a situation, it was never instituted, it doesn't apply. Not that we're being mevatel l'minig, the situation has changed. So that's what they write here, that unfortunately, kiyoy kiyomim arishoinim hayomim ho'eile, and therefore, one may not at all keep this minig. And similarly, one of the other Gedolim, the Avrom Falaji, writes also that nowadays, he says, we see that the children come to shul, v'hatinoikis makim bepatish b'shiguan, that they become so wild, they start hitting and they're destroying the furniture of the shul, and the oiva isa deraisa, and the Torah says, lois, you have to uproot avoy dezura, lois sasim ken Hashem lekeichem, they make a bezoin of the shul, the whole davening becomes one big litzonus, this is the isa in the Torah of lois sasim ken Hashem lekeichem, chol ki hai mitzvah levatel haminik. Therefore, I think one should be mevatel haminik. And this is written in many other Sforim as well. I'm not going to quote them all. In Mitzrayim, there were Mavatl. But even, believe it or not, in London, there were also, if you ask people, what's the minig in London, does one bang home? And I don't know what's the minig in Tovshin Ayin Vov. However, there is a Sefer called Keser Shem Tov, who was written by one of the Rabbunim in London. His name was Reb Shem Tov Gagin. And he writes very interestingly as follows. Nohagi b'nei Yisrael gedoylim ketanim, all yidn are noig to bang when it comes home on. I will be London, ain oid noig minig ze klal. In London, this minig no longer exists. Vahatam, he says the reason is as follows. Sheba London bitli minig hakor. They were mvatled because of the year Tuf Kif Mem Gimel, in the year 1783. Boy, Yeludim Poichazim, there came some wild children, Im Avihem Hapasoim, with their foolish fathers. And they brought with them to Shul all types of noise making equipment. I don't know what they had in 1783, whether it was pistols or hitting caps. So I'm not quite sure what the in thing was at that time. I don't know what it was. Anyhow, they were banging on the chairs, but no one could hear. So what they did was that after Purim was over, they got together the Vada Kehillah with the Hirat Zion Tovehu Ir, and they decided to make a takuna that from now on no one's allowed to bang homon anymore. However, they knew, it looks like chant hasn't changed, that there will no doubt in the coming year there will be a few Oibach HaChomim who are going to try and do carry on, as was the time honored practice, as only stated in the Ramon, we keep with it in the Shulchan Aruch, and going to come along and going to try and bang nevertheless. So what they did was, very daring of them, they called up the police and they told the police that we're asking you to come along to shul, and they had them sitting there behind in the cloakroom or wherever it was. And what happened was, when there was one man, an ish chotzuf, a chutzvedika fellow, nisa lahakas b'pshat, he tried to hit with his hammer, and then others tried to copy him as well. Nichnasi hashoitrim, the police came in the middle of the Kriyas HaMegillah, they came into the shul, and they arrested these people, and they picked them up, and they took them out, and afterwards they had to pay a large fine to the Kehillah. The calls there, and this all happened, b'mei hachochem haroshi, Reb Moshe di Azvidoi, ima'oz v'ad hayoim, and from then until today, ein kol v'ein oina, b'beis haknesses, we no longer hear any banging in the Beis HaKnesses. So the minig in London, it doesn't write what Manchester minig is, but the minig in London, it would appear, is being instituted. So if you see anybody banging in London, you should refer them to the Sefer. Perhaps they are unaware of what the minig is. So if we look in the Mishnah of Rira writes very clearly, this is in Simon Tufresh Peites, the Machaber tells us as follows, minig toiv lehovi katanim v'katanus lishmoya mikra megillah. Although a whole year round, it's not correct to bring little children who are not yet the age of davening to shul, because they'll only disturb. However, Purim, it would appear the minig was to bring ketanim veketanos, small children, lishmoya hamegillah. Says the Mishnah Brira, v'achshav b'avoy nesayni harabim na'apachi. Unfortunately, today we've got the opposite scenario. Instead of coming to listen, what's happened is levad she'einem shoinem. Not only do these children not listen, but they are disturbing everybody else. Even the adults can't hear. The only reason why they come is to bang homam. And with this they're not mekayim at all the mitzvah of chinuch. And then he adds on, it's good to know that mitzvah mitzvah chinuch tzorach kol ov lahachzik bunav hakatanim etzloi. A whole year round, a father should have his son sitting next to him, lashkiach aleihem, to watch them, sheyishmi hakriya, that they should listen properly to the kriyas haTorah. So that's what the Mishnah Brira says. Avoloishi is a ik havos hakutin lebeis hamedesh, just merely to bang homon. And he repeats the same thing again in Simon Tofresh Sadik in the name of the Prima Gudim, that those who come just to bang, yotze schuram behefseidom shemevalbalim harbe. It's like a minig, but the minig was only to bang. But if your banging is going to be disturbing and other people not going to be yotze, the whole thing is yotze schuroi behefseidom. Now, as we mentioned, the bear hater says that although we can't be mevakla minik, but if however the things are different, the situation has changed, this wasn't a minik, so on this is something else. So it's right, this is Avraham Chaim Noah. So he says as follows, the Ramul told us, Ramul calls of she'ein levakl sheminik. But what was the minik? The minik was, says the Ramul, that the children would bang. Sometimes it's interesting to note that the Ramul writes, the minik was the children. The Beis Yosef, when he quotes as well, the Orchis Chaim, the Rishon who brings this minute, writes Hatinoikos. The Tinoikos are Makshim Bavunim. The minute was for the children to bang. It's not written anywhere that there was the minute of the adults. The minute was for the children. The Mishabrir, however, quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who says that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, did used to bang. And on this, the Prima Gudin writes, but if one bangs too much, it's Yotza Schuram Behev Seidam. So then really, the makor of the minig was just children banging, to keep the children alert, to make them interested. However, the Chacham Tzvi used to bang, so adults want to bang, is they've got on who to be soymech. However, says the Ksois HaShulchan, the minig was to bang with your hand, or to bang with your foot. And today, what one comes along and one's instituted new types of banging implements, fireworks and crackers and alarm bells and who knows what, and ich weiß nicht was, all these things, says the Ksois HaShulchan, that wasn't the minig. That was never the minig. The minig was to bang with your hand or your foot. And I remember in Taka Engages Yeshiva, every year the Rosh Yeshiva Baron would bang out Taka before Kriyas HaMegillah in the name of his father, Reb Leib. As Reb Leib said that the Baal Koyer made the Tanai, that the Baal Koyer is only moitzi somebody who Taka bangs with his hand or his foot. Something, I can't remember the exact Nisach, but something along there. The people who are disturbing everybody else, yet that was never the minig, says the Ksois HaShulchan. So therefore he says, nowadays, nowadays, the Yeludim, the children come along with new minhugim. This wasn't a minig. Shemakim bekado she'oisim rash gudol. They do gunpowder, which makes a big bang. Shenishma koyeria, it sounds like firing. Vasiba soivlim, and everybody is being distressed. As I said, there's 54 times to listen to it. Emetzapim musayim akim, I can't wait. When's it over ready? Bavadai choyve lakoy minhugim. This type of minig is a vada chiv to be oikadat. So this is very important to know what was the original minig, and to do other forms of noise activity is not included in the minig. Now another point which is very important is as follows. The Ramul says the minig is to bang homam. However, the Ramul doesn't tell us when to bang. The Ramul just merely says as follows. The minig is, he says, at mizendeshav a minig shemakim homon kashikorim hamegillah bebeis haknesses. You bang homon. The pashtus is, that's how I would understand, every single time you bang homon. However, there's 54 times mentioned homon. Did the Ramu mean one has to bang 54 times homon? So it comes along the Oruch HaShulchan, and the Oruch HaShulchan says, hamenig lahakos kashemaskiran maskirin homon ben hamdoso hoagogi. The minig is not to bang by every homon. The minig is only when homon is mentioned with his father's name. Homon ben hamdoso. Malderach mereshoim yetzeresha. And this is how we do it here in the Chodkul Beis Medrash in Manchester. We don't bang by every homon. We only bang by homon ben hamdoso. That was the minig. And really, it fits in very well. Because if you want to keep the children interested and alert, so therefore, they've got to look inside to see, is it written homon or is it written homon ben hamdoso? If they're just dumb looking into the sky, staring to space, and they're not even concentrating, not even following, just say homon, bang, bang, bang. As that, this way, they've got to look inside to see, oh, I can't just bang because I heard homon, if it's not homon ben hamdoso. So they've got to follow inside, and it keeps them along. And then as well, what happens is, that homon ben hamdoso is only, I think, about 8 times. There's only about 8 times, so therefore everybody joins in, and it's like taka, but bang the minute properly. In the other place, when you bang every time, so the first 20-30 times everyone's busy banging. When you get to ready the 40th and the 45th and the 50th, amul ya and amul nish. I mean, if you're so makpid on this minute that you can't be mavakal a minute of banging homon, you got to do the 54th time just as much as the first time. So what happens is everybody does it the first, the second, third time with a great cheshek, and as it carries on, it gets less and less. L'choris nishkin kovid. As my health, the minig is all 54 times has to be done properly. Azoy, when only is the 8th time, it's done 8th time and done properly. So this is a minig which is mentioned in Oruch HaShulchan. And another minig is brought down in the minig of a miser. This is again from the Zman Rishonim. Ein makim b'chol ha-megillah. One doesn't bang the entire megillah. Rakash she'omrim v'yaki ha-yehidi b'soneyem. Atzof asez b'nei humam. Makim kilom v'siloi. Only Haman, you want to bang what's with that? Says Bnei Haman, Vaisdusa, Vapashdusa, all of them. You give each one a good frask. Yedai makim to get the frask. So minahoge v'maisa, it brought down the whole Megillah. One doesn't bang. One only bangs by the Aseres Bnei Haman. And the Ben Ishchai writes that his meneg was he only banged the very first time and the very last time that it was mentioned Haman. So we see here what emerges from here is, like it says Rambo, the meneg is to bang Haman, and when the aim of Vatlim, Mantunish Mambatlis on the meneg, in Kozer, there were many Kehillas who felt they had to be Vatlim because it got out of hand. So Nish does have the Rambo gemeint. And it would seem that the Derech HaMemitzah, in Nish Chasoshim was Mavatl Rambo, various kehillas, like the Ruch HaShulchan, understood the Ramon never meant one should bang 54 times, nor the meaning was one should bang only when it says Homon ben Hamdusa, the Reboishim zol helfen takhe zol Homon oma apula, v'napachi, ash yishti hayidim heime v'sonayim, omen ken yirutzen.
Yeah, thank you.